1015DN Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. A powerful snowstorm is bearing down on the nation's capital. Meteorologist Rob Marciano is in Washington.
By Monday night, the D.C. area is expected to get the most snow it's had in 6 years, along with dropping temperatures.
Lawmakers in D.C. will trudge through that snow to get to work to vote on certifying the presidential election results this January 6th. President Biden says the Capitol attack proved
the rules matter. The institutions matter. The safeguards matter. They really matter.
Mr. Biden heads to New Orleans today. CBS's Stacey Lynn.
The president and first lady will meet with the families of the victims of the deadly New Year's Day attack. The visit coincides with the official start of the Mardi Gras season in New Orleans, and the mayor has asked the White House for more security resources.
We've learned the Army veteran who staged that attack on Bourbon Street visited the city at least twice before and used Meta smart glasses to scope out the scene. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
I'm Brittany Merlot with WXCO News, your news roundup in a quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WXCO website at BullFallsRadio.com. For WXCO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. A Wisconsin-based restaurant chain is stepping up to support families that were affected by last month's tragic school shooting in Madison. Jimmy Cuska has the story.
Dozens of Culver's restaurants in Wisconsin will be contributing a percentage of their sales today towards support for the Abundant Life Christian School community. The nearly 70 confirmed Culver's restaurants taking part will have a Make Your Meal Matter sign displayed. On December 16th, three people, including the shooter, died, and six people were hurt in a shooting at the school in Madison. A Culver's spokesperson said they were deeply moved to see so many locations taking part in the fundraiser.
And family and friends of Ruby Vergara, the student killed in the shooting at Abundant Life Christian School, are raising money through a GoFundMe on behalf of Ruby's mother. They say that the funds will 100% go towards the brother's future educational needs and endeavors. And Wisconsin, unlike 20 other states in the union, has no way for voters to propose new laws or referenda on the ballot. Governor Evers wants to change that. Lisa Hale has more.
Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers wants to give residents more say in creating laws. Evers announced his intention to include a mandate in the new state budget that would require state legislators to consider a constitutional amendment allowing voters to petition for ballot proposals. Residents would be able to petition to repeal existing state statutes or create new ones and would be able to place binding referenda on the ballot. Governor Evers proposed a similar plan back in 2020 after the overturning of Roe v. Wade temporarily triggered an abortion ban in the state.
And the Central Wisconsin Model Railroaders is having its 27th annual Arctic Run Model Railroad Show at the Holiday Inn Convention Center Hotel off of Amber Avenue. It's taking place this weekend. Hours are Saturday 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Sunday 10 to 3. Many layouts, swap sales tables, and vendors will be there. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
The Packers lose to the Bears. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers lost at home to the Bears 24-22. It's the first time in 6 years Matt LaFleur has ever lost a game to Chicago, and he confessed calling a timeout with 15 seconds left to play probably helped the Bears get in position to kick a winning field goal.
And then at the end of the game, that's squarely on me. Hindsight's 20/20. I wish I wouldn't have taken the timeout because it gave them obviously way too much time to go down and operate.
The win snapped the Bears' 11-game losing streak to the Packers and helped rookie quarterback Caleb Williams get a win on his first trip to Lambeau Field.
I would say I think five times this season, and those situations didn't go our way, whether it was the Hail Mary or a bunch of other things. Being able to do it this way versus Green Bay, two-minute drive, couldn't ask for a better way.
Up next, the Packers face the Eagles in Philly on Sunday at 3:30 in the wild card playoffs. NBA, the Bucks are on the road tonight against the Toronto Raptors. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Central Wisconsin weather, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, highs near 23. For tonight, mostly cloudy and a low near 8. Partly sunny, highs near 20 on Tuesday. For Tuesday night, mostly cloudy and lows in the single digits. Mid-teens on Wednesday, mostly sunny Thursday, 22.
Currently, it's 10.
Matt Nair on Air.
It is our 1 year anniversary here on Matt Nair on Air. Thank you, Greg and Calvin, for being on this journey with me. It's been great.
Thanks for having me. I can't speak for Calvin.
I'm always thrilled to be here.
Unbridled.
The enthusiasm
enjoyment.
Brimming over from you, Calvin. I'm overwhelmed. Thank you.
Matt Nair on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, it's Monday, so our favorite Delano Democrat, Harvey Kay, will join us. Plus, it's January 6th. The counting and certification of the electoral vote is scheduled to take place. Tune in, we'll be wild.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO, Wausau's home for Up North News Radio.
Time is 9:07. Temperature has moved up 4 degrees in the past hour. Now fair skies and 14 degrees at our studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau. I am Chad Holmes. It is hour number 2 of the Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Coming up in about, 14 minutes or so, we will be joined by Nancy Stencil, head of the Marathon County Democratic Party. We'll talk about where we are here on January the 6th of 2025. Talk about democracy as well, because it's, you know, I think a very important day to talk about democracy on this fourth anniversary of the insurrection, and on the very same day that a person that should be, frankly, living in infamy, not being reelected president of the United States. But we'll talk about a whole bunch of things with Nancy Stencil coming up in just a few minutes. Also coming up later in the hour, we will have our daily history lesson. We will talk about some of the famous events that have occurred on January 6th in history. Talk about some of the famous folks who are celebrating birthdays today. We'll also talk about some of the special events being acknowledged this week and today. And we will have our number for the day. And we'll start another week with our number for the day quiz, as Ian Welsh will put on his thinking cap and try to get another successful week. Last week, it was a week where he had a passing grade, but not a winning week. He got 2 out of 5, right? But that's a passing grade.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to allow you to go and check the door, Ian.
Absolutely.
And we will have Ian back. It's actually interesting. Today, we are having an issue with our door, our front door. The doorknob doesn't work. So we can't get in or out with our front door. Fortunately, we have a second door, a back door. but Nancy has just arrived. I see her at the front door and can't get in. So she's going to have to go along with Ian to the back door and get in that way. So Ian stepped away for just a moment. When he gets back, we will have him. We'll see if he wants to hear about the topic for today with the number for the day quiz. Also, a quick reminder that tonight we have high school boys basketball. The Marathon Red Raiders travel to Colby Marathon. They earned an exciting win on Friday. Hope you were with us on Friday night. It was over in Neillsville, and Marathon was able to win in overtime, 55-52 over Neillsville. Very exciting game. And tonight, Marathon is at Colby, 7 o'clock for the pregame, 7:15 for the opening tip, right here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. I see Ian is back. And I was saying that we're going to have our first day of the week with the number for the day quiz.
That's right.
33% is always your goal, because we give you three choices based on guessing it. You should get one out of three right. Anything above 33% is a passing grade, and then anything below 33% is a failing grade. But we don't want just a passing grade. We want a winning week, which is more right than wrong. And, of course, your best ever week is 4 out of 5, and we're still looking for that perfect week of 5 out of 5 correct.
Absolutely. I think a New Year's resolution for me is to try to get every week at least 3 out of 5 correct.
Well, I think, you know, in terms of resolutions, I mean, I think that's a goal, but I don't think it's really, you don't have total control over that.
That's probably just a
there's not a really,
good,
yeah,
a I don't goal think, to aim
yeah.
for.
But would you like to know what the category is for today?
You know what? I would.
Aircraft in the United States of America. I'll say that.
Aircraft.
So that is our topic today. Aircraft.
Sounds good.
So we'll see if you can get off to a winning start. Last week was actually an interesting week, because you got it right on Monday. You got it right on Tuesday.
I did.
But then you missed on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. So that means in 2025, you are 0-2.
Oh, that's
so
right.
You have to get your first one correct here in 2025. So
absolutely.
We'll look forward to that coming up. Hey, let's talk a little bit about sports here in a few minutes that we have in this segment. The Green Bay Packers, well, they lost to the Bears. The Bears had lost 10 games in a row. They had struggled. They had lost 10 in a row. They had lost 11 in a row to the Green Bay Packers. Mm-hmm. But in a day where the Packers suffered a couple of injuries, they had Christian Watson go out with a knee injury. We'll have to see how serious that is.
Oh, yeah.
Did not look good.
Part for me was when Jordan Love went.
Yep.
And
I think with
Love. He
was
shaking his hand, so I thought it was just a little hand cramp. But then they were giving an injury report and said it was his elbow.
Could have been maybe the funny bone and something like that. I don't think, again, we'll find out more today, but
he was still able to toss the ball on the sidelines when he was on the bench, so I think he's okay. I think he just needs a few days of rest to make sure that he heals properly.
Does not have too much time, but the Packers lose to the Bears 24-22 yesterday at Lambeau. That was the first time in 12 meetings that Chicago defeated Green Bay. It was a tough year for the Packers in division. They were 11-6 overall, but they were just 1-5 in the division, and they could have easily been 0-6 except for that blocked field goal that earned them a win in Chicago back in November.
That was a good game.
But now the NFL playoffs are set up. It's going to be a busy weekend with games Saturday, Sunday, and Monday night of next week. It starts off on Saturday. The first game will be an AFC playoff. The number 5 seeded LA Chargers taking on the number 4 seeded Houston Texans. The second game on Saturday, another AFC playoff. Number 6 seeded Pittsburgh at number 3 seeded Baltimore. I'm annoyed about that one because that game is not being televised. It is on Prime Video only.
Oh,
the Chargers and Houston will be on CBS on Saturday, but at 3:30. But then the AFC second game, Pittsburgh and Baltimore, only on Prime Video at 7 o'clock on Saturday night.
Not a fan of that.
There are three games then scheduled on Sunday starts off with the third NFC game. So the first three games of the weekend will be AFC, I should say, and the second three will be NFC. But on Sunday at 12 noon, it will be the Denver Broncos, the number 7 seed, taking on the number 2-seeded Buffalo Bills on CBS. Then the second game on Sunday, the Green Bay Packers, the number 7 seed in the NFC, will take on the number 2-seeded Philadelphia Eagles on Fox, kickoff set for 3:30. And then the final game on Sunday will be another NFC game, 7 o'clock kickoff between number 6-seeded Washington and number 3-seeded Tampa Bay. That one will be on NBC. And then finally, next Monday night, the final game of the playoff weekend, the number 5-seeded Minnesota Vikings, despite a 14-3 record on the season, Minnesota still number 5 seed because they lost last night to Detroit, and Detroit 15-2 won the NFC North and gets the number 1 seed in the playoffs. So Minnesota, despite their 14-3 record, have to hit the road, take on the LA Rams, the number 4 seed, next Monday night, and that game will be seen on ESPN and ABC. So and then the next round will involve there'll be a reseeding after this weekend. So whoever the lowest seed remaining is will take on the number 1 seed. So that means if the Packers win Sunday, they would then play Detroit in the second round. Because
That makes me nervous.
Nothing to lose. Packers are the number 7 seed, so I think a lot of folks expecting that based on the way they finished, maybe a short playoff run. But when the Packers last won the Super Bowl, they won all their playoff games on the road. They won 3 games on the road in the playoffs to get to the Super Bowl, and then won the Super Bowl itself. So maybe the road trips will be a good thing for the Green Bay Packers. So
I hope so.
So that's how it stands in terms of the NFL. NBA on the weekend, the Bucks continue to lose games at home they should not lose. They lost to the Portland Trailblazers on Saturday night. And Portland is a team that has lost 2/3 of their games. They're in a rebuilding phase, and the Bucks lose again at home to a team they shouldn't lose to. They're barely over 500 again. They've had a real down-and-up season. And they started down. They got up, had a good streak. They won the NBA Cup, that in-season tournament. And since then, they have been down again, and they are creeping back towards the 500 level. So Bucks need to try and turn things around as we get into the 2025 part of their schedule as well. Good wins for Wisconsin and Marquette in men's basketball on Friday night. Badgers, they are scoring points like we've never seen before in men's basketball. They were always known for low scoring affairs, but they scored well over 100 points in beating Iowa on Friday. A big win in the Big Ten for Wisconsin. And Marquette on Friday night also was victorious as they continue their winning ways. Ranked in the top 10 in the country, Marquette was able to win by 8 over Creighton. So that was a good Friday night in college basketball for both our state teams, Wisconsin and Marquette. So lots going on in terms of sports. It's a busy time of year, and I know a lot of folks are very, very excited to see the Packers in the playoffs coming up on Sunday.
Yeah,
and again, I am annoyed by that Amazon Prime thing. I don't have Amazon Prime.
Yeah, it shouldn't be a thing, honestly.
It's gonna be a thing. It's gonna be more and more of a thing, I think, in the future. We're gonna see more of these.
I mean, the
streaming
network's
making
enough money as is. You don't have to like.
No, it's about the NFL making the money.
Service.
No, the NFL is making more money this way. This is America. That's all it's about. Making money. That's why these Bezos and Zuckerbergs and the rest of them are on their knees giving money to Donald Trump. So,
geez, a lot of us have forgotten the American dream.
Well, the American dream for Bezos is and Musk is to get more and more billions.
I guess so.
All right, I'm going to stop that. The time is 9:18. Coming up next, we're going to be joined by Nancy Stensel. She'll be with us straight ahead. With Ian Welsh, I'm Chad Holmes. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
This is Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself.
Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Zip lining through canyon views in Chula's Aerial Adventure Park. And dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
USA Today's Reader's Choice Awards named Chula Vista one of America's top 10 indoor water parks. Find out why at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 98.9 FM and 1230 AM, Bull Falls Radio.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103. Yes. Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
And welcome back. Chad Holmes with you here on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. And on the Civic Media app. Again, you can join us by calling or texting us at 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297. Call or text us at that number. I know the person across from me knows that number.
Yes. I've called and texted often.
I got to tell you, though, when you call up, don't tell Ian what you're thinking and then have him tell me. Just get on the air.
Well, I didn't
get
know.
On the air. Get on. Okay. We want no middle people.
Okay.
Come right to me.
I will.
If I'm saying something that you want to respond to, I want to hear about it.
Okay.
But that is Nancy Stenzel. Nancy, good to see you.
Hey, good to see you again, too.
Congratulations. You decided to stay in the fight.
Yes. Why, did somebody think I was quitting?
No, but I mean,
yeah,
you're
going
to
really get back in full force in this fight, yes.
What hats are you currently wearing? Because you always wear multiple hats. What is the big hat?
Okay, I'm the chair of the Democratic Party, was just
of Marathon County.
Yes, recently reelected.
What about the 7th District? You still on that?
And I still am the chair of the 7th Congressional District as well.
I wanted to ask you a kind of a simple question, but maybe a little bit more complex than it sounds. Because you put a lot of your heart, your soul, your mind into these positions. And there's not been a lot of, I would call, positive reinforcement recently when it comes to this area. Because it's a very difficult task that you're working on. What is it that keeps you fighting? Because it's easy when you get, I think, the positive reinforcement, when you get the big W's all the time. But we were there on election night, and I would say for Marathon County, it was not a great night for Democrats,
not
and not, you know, in terms of up and down the ballot. What is it that keeps that fire burning for you that you want to stay involved in this?
Well, the passion behind it is just to see people get ahead in life, people, to allow them to be heard. to tell their stories, because I think the stories are powerful. And when we tell those stories, I think we combat a lot of the negativity that's out there. And I think that's how we heal and move forward.
We were talking right before you came on the air about, we're talking again about maybe, you know, different areas to talk about in terms of where things either have gone right or gone wrong. And something you said, and frankly, I tend to get upset and point maybe a finger or two maybe in the wrong direction. And that's something you said about folks feeling like they're being listened to. And I think that's something that, you know, it's so incredibly frustrating when you think, well, how can you do that? How can you vote for this guy? How can you put this person, in the case of Trump, back in power, or a couple of years ago in case of Ron Johnson, put him back in the Senate? And you were saying that, you know, you would ask people why you're doing it. And the response you get, not beyond even the answer, is, well, at least you're listening to me. Do you think that Democrats do have a problem sometimes in terms of listening to people?
I'll be honest, I guess I do. And I had a very good friend bring that up to me in a conversation where we were talking about, I said, I suppose it is very difficult for people to worry about student loan debt when you can't put food on the table. And he turned around, he looked at me, he goes, well, I can afford to put food on the table, but you're not listening to me either. And I mean, this is somebody who I've worked with some issues very closely with. I know he would never lie to me. And it just stunned me. It took me back. And then it made me think. And in everything in politics, none of us are ever going to get totally our way.
Right.
We have to learn to give and take. And part of that give and take is it's always left me wondering, what made you vote like this? And maybe even the way I say it to somebody, you know, you have to be cautious, you know.
Right, because if you have that look, like, frankly,
what the heck made you think of that?
Why? It's like if you say it in a way, you're almost saying, how can you be such an idiot? And that's not a way to get
right.
people.
Right, and that's not going to help anything.
Yes, you can't get people.
It has to be, exactly. Help me to understand. I don't get it. Help me to understand.
What are you hearing? I mean, obviously, the last 2 months have been difficult. I mean, it feels like, if you're going to use a religious term, it's almost like purgatory right now.
Oh, we're a little further down than that.
Well, but the thing about it, the purgatory is the time before the 20th.
It's a holding.
The 20th. Yes. And unfortunately, on the 20th, from purgatory, we're not going up. But what have you been hearing in the aftermath of what happened in November?
I've heard a lot of people that are very, very scared about what will happen to them. A lot of people that think of it as fascism is taking over. And I guess all I can keep saying is just keep up the good fight. You can't give up.
No.
You can't go hide. We have to keep doing what we do. I feel the rich are going to get richer.
Yeah.
Definitely, in what we have for government right now, and the poor are going to be hurt that much more. But you can't quit. You just can't.
When you think about where we are, and you talk about, the response from the powerful has been, I think, different this time around than it was 8 years ago. They are lining up on their knees to Donald Trump, giving $1 million checks. And the fight is different this time around, isn't it, than it was 8 years ago? It feels
different,
doesn't it?
Everybody likes a winner, and they want to be a winner too. They have the money to give him and feel that money will buy them power.
And buy them protection.
Will it?
But no, that's what they're trying to do, don't you think?
Yes, I do. Yeah,
Let me keep mine. And then you do whatever you got to do.
Yeah.
But as long as I still have...
As long as I got mine.
And that seems to be a mentality. There's some. I want to go back actually decades to something that I've been trying to put together in my head in terms of why we are where we are. I'm going to give a theory. You can tell me if I'm wrong or if I'm right. We're going to do that coming after this information of you. So we'll have more.
Okay.
I'm going to keep it a mystery here because I just have a theory on why people are kind of acting the way they are more often now than maybe they did previously. So I'm going to throw it out there It could be completely wrong, but I'm going to ask Nancy Stensel that coming up as we continue here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio WXCO, home of the big high school sports show.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For WXCO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. Eric Humpty's defamation suit against several Wisconsin TV stations continues. Lisa Hale has the story.
Eric Hovde, the Republican who ran for Senate against Tammy Baldwin, accused several TV stations of defamation for airing commercials by the Democratic Political Action Group, Win Senate PAC. Brown County Judge Donald Zweedmulder heard arguments Thursday on a motion to dismiss the lawsuit. He gave no ruling, but instead gave the attorneys more time to submit written arguments.
The suit names the parent companies of Channel 7, WSAW-TV, Gray Media, Nexstar, and Scripps Media. It also named Sinclair Broadcasting. Zweedmulder anticipates issuing a ruling in the coming weeks. And the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development has reported an increase in homelessness of nearly 4% in the state last year. According to their data, over 5,000 people experienced homelessness at some point in 2024. The report also found that over 200 unaccompanied kids experienced homelessness. The unhoused population has grown across the country over recent years as people struggle with rising home prices, stagnant wages, and inflation. And a 50-year-old Port Edwards Boxing Club is looking for a new home. Ken Hilgers and his boxing club have used the Port Edwards YMCA for the past 13 years. But because of the aging building, they've been forced to close down as of the beginning of the year. Now, in a search for a new space, Ken Hilgers has trained over 15,000 boxers, and he averages 30 new faces per year. And the Wausau Fire Department is now offering an apprenticeship program to become a firefighter or paramedic. Making livable wages with full-time benefits, you'll get $10,000 in early engagement benefits and $5,000 in tuition reimbursement for paramedic training. It's a 12-month program to complete, but you do earn a certificate. The application can be found at governmentjobs.com. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. To some people, life is just downtime between superhero movies. Ultra fans of Spider-Man are experiencing that downtime and probably trying to decipher rumors regarding their favorite web-spinning superhero. Andrew Garfield addressed his potential involvement in Spider-Man 4, which is currently in the works. Tom Holland is signed on to the project, but other than that, little else is known. Garfield disappointed his fans and put the kibosh on his potential appearance, telling GQ the only thing that might bring him back one day would be if he had 5 kids and needed to pay for tuition. Two words for you, Andrew. Community college. Jeremy Allen White is getting high praise for his portrayal of Bruce Springsteen by none other than Bruce Springsteen. The Bear actor plays the boss in the upcoming Bruce-based biopic, Deliver Me From Nowhere. In a recent interview on SiriusXM, Springsteen said not only does he think White is a good actor, but praised his singing as well. Deliver Me From Nowhere will be released sometime in 2025. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Central Wisconsin weather, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, highs near 23. For tonight, mostly cloudy and a low near 8. Partly sunny, highs near 20 on Tuesday. For Tuesday night, mostly cloudy and lows in the single digits. Mid-teens on Wednesday, mostly sunny Thursday, 22.
Right now, 12 degrees.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots.
Woot, woot.
And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I drew my brother's name one year and we went to the mall and I said, hey, while you're in there, grab me a Christmas card. We're doing the gift exchange later. So he walks upstairs, gets the card, hands it to me. I sign it, Merry Christmas. Love, Pete. And that was my gift to him that I made him pick out, pay for, and retrieve. He's like, you are the laziest, cheapest. It was absolutely beautiful.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. We'll be right back. Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we'll recap the weekend's news and we bring back Beyond the Cheese. Wisconsin Knitwear is featured. Don't miss it.
Matinere on air, weekday mornings at 10.
And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Along with Nancy Stensel, chair of the Marathon County Democratic Party. I said before the break, I got a sense that I go back to George W. Bush, because in the aftermath of 9/11 and then the wars that began, and I don't even know if people remember this, because, and heck, maybe my memory is off a little bit, but I know the basics of it, is he was asked about, you know, should the Americans be asked to sacrifice in some ways we went to war? And he said, nope, just keep on shopping. Keep on shopping. Do your thing. And then there's a separation where, you know, you have the military going off and doing their war, while the American public, unlike previous wars, not really asked to be, I think, part of the collective.
They weren't engaged in it at all.
Right. And also just being part of a collective in any issue. I think any issue that you're able to try to solve, whether it's war, whether it's peace, whether it's economic, if you don't have a buy-in from the entire collective where you're asking a certain group to carry much of the load, then all of a sudden you have a separation. But my thought is, from that point forward, it feels as though anything that inconveniences us causes some backlash. And whether it was COVID, where, God forbid, you're asked to wear a mask once in a while, whether it's the aftermath where there was a spike in inflation that was worldwide. Again, when you look at it, the United States of America came out of it better than the other industrialized countries in the world. And they want to, any inconvenience leads to backlash. And I think a lot of the election results was a backlash. And we've seen it around the world, too, in terms of incumbent parties where we've been inconvenienced in some way. Should we be asking our people to think differently about issues in terms of where we ask for a little bit of sacrifice? And again, the idea of those people that are having issues paying the bills and the, I mean, I hate my rent because it goes up so fast every
right.
year.
Yeah,
faster than your wages
so,
do.
So the idea of asking for sacrifice is a hard thing, but it feels like we don't have that connectivity anymore. That, you know, hey, anything that inconvenienced us, well, then that's not a good thing. I don't think I put it in the right way, but
no, I know what you mean. I don't know if it's so much asking for a sacrifice, but asking for understanding. Maybe to not take
why things happen.
Yeah. Like going back to the Bush war, looking at it and saying, you know, instead of saying, do you know why we were there? Maybe asking, why were we there?
Why were we there? Act as though we don't have the answers beforehand, because we don't have. I talk about this. I don't have the answer in terms of, you know, why people respond the way they do to certain things nowadays. And I think there's a lot of discussion. I worry a little bit, though, that when you talk about what, say, progressives and Democrats have to do in the future to be more successful, I worry that some of the answers are false answers. Like, I still see some Democrats, I mean, that talk about, again, that my party's gone too far to the left. And I think, well, which issues are specifically do you think that we've gone too far to the left? Because this perception.
We want to be the party of the people. And, you know, and it's not just Democrats. I think it's, let's just say, people. I don't know who's to blame. We're always blaming media, but we're sitting here, we're having a conversation just fine. But to come from a place of asking instead of, or talking to people instead of talking at them, assuming when you walk into a conversation that you know the correct answer.
It is January the 6th, and I spent trying to lay the foundation of what really happened 4 years ago today.
And again, it's just amazing that a man that was impeached for inciting an insurrection 4 years later is back in the White House.
That scares me half to death.
How do you see it all?
How you can command that kind of interest and make people think that that was a good thing. People should always question their government. Don't get me wrong, because that's what right. makes things work. But this was violence, terrible violence. And I really don't think the majority of any Republican or Democrat or what was for this. People died that day.
But the thing about it, I agree 100% that when people are asked about it, then they would say, no, this was not a good thing. But there used to be aspects where certain things were disqualifying.
Right.
And now that's not the case.
And this should be hands down. I mean, somebody that does this kind of thing should not be the president of the United States. I don't know if maybe people don't understand what other countries are thinking and saying about us. I have friends that live overseas, and they're laughing at us, for one, and they're scared half to death, for another, because they look at America as a leader. And when you look back to that day of that insurrection, and now I fear, is he going to pardon these people? There was well over 1,000 people that were convicted?
Yep, and they've been the sentenced.
One has got like 20 years 22 behind years. Bars.
Proud Boy guy.
And, you know, which what you did was really against the United States of America and all the people that live here.
One thing I was trying to also point out was that it wasn't just about that day. It was about days before that, and it's been mm-hmm. about days after that.
Mm-hmm.
And my theory is that we would not have seen the Bear of Wausau remove a Dropbox except for the lies told by Donald Trump in the run-up and the aftermath of January the 6th.
I agree.
I mean, that's the thing. It that shows, I think, in a sense, how much it's into the bloodstream.
The direction, yeah.
Definitely. Because
we can do this. We're going to do this because we know what's best for you.
And also the thought that enough of the lies about whether or not the 2020 election
was. They planted that seed of doubt and distrust
unfortunately. So Doug Dinney can go down there and say, well, I'm protecting the vote, when there's no reason to protect the vote in this case. That if there's an issue.
We would not have done what we did if we really felt that he was truly protecting the vote. There's people behind him, I'm sure, calling back favors and a few other things.
Well, let me ask you this, because I think it was when I was actually talking about that very issue that you had called in last week, mm-hmm. saying that this, because I'm a little frustrated that it feels to me, and it feels, I said earlier, that one of the main issues with the whole Trump thing was we knew what happened, and yet it mm-hmm. took until August of 2023 for the...
Justice is so slow,
right.
isn't it?
But I mean, but I think it's slow, especially for folks that have either social standing or financial standing or political standing, as opposed mm-hmm. to somebody that is just, we call it the average citizen here in central Wisconsin.
Exactly.
But what's your take on that? Because you were trying to...
justice does move very, very slowly.
Are you okay with where we are? Are you so confident that we're just going to... real fast, before I let you talk, because I brought you over here, I'm going to let you talk. But the thing about it is, I'm not saying that Doug Dinney should be thrown in jail or Dinney should be removed from office.
No.
But there should be some sort of... some sort of consequence
correct.
For those actions.
And I'm not attacking, we are not attacking him as mayor.
I would love
We're
to see him just apologize. Say it was
we
the wrong
are
thing to
attacking
do.
What happened. And yeah, that's just it. When you are a public official, you're put more out in the limelight, and apologies go a long way for a lot of things. I mean, if somebody were to say, oh my God, I really screwed up. I'm sorry, I should not have done that.
Do you think there's going to be any sort of consequence?
I don't know.
Because, I mean, that's kind of what I was saying last
week.
Yeah,
I don't know if there really will be.
I worry about that. And it's like, and again, it's just, it feels as though all the information should have been able to be brought together rather quickly here.
But an apology goes a long way, like I was saying. It's not a, you know, a plea for forgiveness. It's just simply stating, I screwed up. I did wrong. And that would go a long way. By not saying anything of that sort, leaves it wide open that, obviously, you knew damn well what you did. You didn't care.
And frankly, well, the thing about it, and this is a personal aside, that annoyed me about this, is because I fell for the idea that he was not going to be a mega. And again, I don't know whether he's a mega or not, but that was a mega move.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's for me to call it a mega move is a fair thing.
Mm-hmm.
And Bob Look would say, no. I said, no, hey, if it's a move like that, I'm going to call it that. I'm not going to.
Yeah, I would agree with you on that.
And I kind of felt like an idiot because I kind of felt that he wasn't going to be that. And
I would like to think he's not. I know him and I have had discussions over the years on way back to Scott Walker. So I knew exactly where his politics kind of sat. But I guess I thought more of him as a person. Let's put it that way.
And that's the thing. I think there is a difference between being a conservative and being a mega. I think that
there
is. I think that is there very. That's a very important line. And I think that we can all maybe agree to disagree in certain issues where it comes to, you know, whether more progressive or more conservative. But boy, when you get to that mega, that's a little different.
And definitely is. It definitely is. We have to reach out, and you know, like you and I were talking before, no one party's ever going to get their way 100% exactly. of the time. There has to be compromise, that type of thing. But I think also that's where your values come in on what you compromise on.
Let me ask you, what are some of the topics or maybe the things that you're working on or thinking about now as we get into January of 2025? Obviously, it's a different feel now. We've been in such a campaign cycle, feels like, for such a long time. And now I think it's important to look at a lot of issues. What issues are you looking at right now?
Basically, the same issues that we've always looked at, the health care, feeding the poor. You know, I've worked a lot with that. All the same issues as we have always
had before. Let me ask you about the poor and the homeless. Again, I think we're hearing even more about that now.
Mm-hmm.
Where are we right now in this community, in this area, in this state, maybe? Maybe you can make it as big as you want, because the issues seem to be still as large as they've been. Would it be fair to say?
Yeah, definitely.
What are the steps that need to happen here? Because we are seeing people dying, and
we are, and there is that constant awareness that has to be brought about. And I think in that the WASA community as a whole are really, really good people that really care. I'm glad that we were able to retain those ARPA funds and, you know, have that money. I question the fact that the holding pot for it is the police department. And, you know, I've said it before in my previous work life, I've worked with some of the best officers that are out there. I mean, really, truly caring people. But I guess I would have liked to. I felt bad because the money, it was like waited to the 12th hour before anything got decided, and then it got put in that pot. And I hope it is done in a helpful manner. There's been a few things that have been kind of left unsaid as far as how that money, once somebody decides it's going to be allocated, do they have to come to the council with everything to get that permission or whatever? So, you know, there's a lot of those loose ends, and all we can do is remain vigilant and hope that it's taken care of.
What are you working on environmentally? Because it's always interesting to know what you're keeping an eye on.
As things go in Wisconsin, sadly with our toxic Tom.
Constant vigilance, isn't it?
It is. And this winter there's supposed to be some drilling up in Taylor County, which is in a remote area. Just outside of Medford. They're going to drill 5 to 8 exploratory holes. And, you know, coming here from Marathon County, it's not that I'm not interested or that I'm not involved, but so several of us have talked with others in that Taylor County area, and it really has to come local. It has to come from them. And just helping them in every way we can to.
You think Tiffany's going to run for governor?
God, I hope not. Oh, jeez.
Well, the best, this may be
I'll
silly.
Give credit where it's due. He's great with lip service.
No, maybe it'd be silly for me to say, but maybe the best thing would be for him to run for governor, give up his seat in Congress, lose the governorship, and get rid of him altogether.
Oh, I like the way you think.
Hey, Nancy, thanks for coming by.
Yes, thank you.
We're going to take a quick time out. Be right back. 9:49 is the time. 98.9 WXCO.
Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. As 2024 comes to a close, we're taking our annual look back at the year that was, recapping our most read, most listened to, and most impactful stories of the year. If you're new to learning about the recombobulation area, this would be a great place to start to see what we're all about. This year, we covered the RNC in Milwaukee and the DNC in Chicago and broke stories that made national news along the way. We wrote about the fight for fair maps and covered elections in the state legislature like no one else. I wrote opinion columns and feature stories and conducted extended sit-down interviews like one with Senator Tammy Baldwin. I hosted podcasts and radio shows and, of course, joined the Civic Media Network, where you've heard me all over the airwaves for the last few months. This last year was discombobulating at times, but we did our best to make sense of it all, and we've got a whole lot more recombobulation in store for the year ahead in 2025.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, Wausau's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Chad Home Show, 98.9 WXCO. Before we get to our daily history lesson, we had forgot, you know.
We forgot one thing.
I tell you, Nancy, tell us about what's coming here.
Okay, coming up on Saturday, January 18th at 11 o'clock at the Marathon County Democratic Office, we will be hosting a People's March. And this will be whatever you feel. Are you a climate person? Are you LGBTQ? Voting rights, what have you, women's rights. Please come and join us. Bring a sign, bring a happy attitude. And we just want everybody out there to know that we're one with you and we care about your issues.
And be involved. I tell you, that's the whole system is based on being involved.
You got two choices, be involved or go hide under a rock. Well, I'd rather be involved.
Yep, don't want to give the ticket to certain folks. And
that's right.
Nancy, again.
As always, thank you.
Absolutely, thank you as well. January the 6th of 2025, that means it's day number 6 of this year. Yeah, we're starting all over again, starting to build that number back over again. 359 days remaining in the year 2025, and a number of famous events have occurred on this date in history. Back in 1838, Samuel Morse first publicly demonstrated his telegraph in Morristown, New Jersey. On this date in 1975, 50 years ago today, Wheel of Fortune premiered. I know you watch Wheel of Fortune, don't you?
We do.
So 50 years ago today was the first wheel created by Merv Griffin, the longest-running syndicated game show in TV history. I remember this one. This is probably before your time, but back in 1994, figure skater Nancy Kerrigan was clubbed on the right leg by an assailant in Detroit. Four men, including the ex-husband of Kerrigan's rival, Tanya Harding, were later sentenced to prison, and both skated at the Olympics later on in early 1994. It was just a massive, massive story back that year. On this date in 2001, with the vanquished Vice President Al Gore presiding, Congress certified Republican George W. Bush the winner of the close and bitterly contested 2000 presidential election. On this date in 2014, Janet Yellen became the first woman to hold the post of chairman of the U.S. Federal Reserve. 4 years ago today, of course, the insurrection, and we've talked plenty about that, so we'll move forward. And on this date in 2022, 3 years ago, Sidney Poitier, the renowned Hollywood actor, director, and activist who commanded the screen, reshaped the culture, and paved the way for countless other black actors, passed away at the age of 94. Some famous folks are celebrating their birthdays today. Rowan Atkinson, Mr. Bean, is 70 years old today. TV personality Julie Chen Moonves is 55. Eddie Redmayne from The Theory of Everything is 43. Former Saturday Night Live cast member Kate McKinnon is 41 years old today. And model Irina Shayk is 39 years old today. And if you out there celebrating your birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us at 98.9 WXCO.
Happy birthday.
Some special events this week: Personal Trainer Awareness Week, Folic Acid Awareness Week, and Elvis's Birthday Celebration Week. It is Apple Tree Day. It is Cuddle Up Day. It is Bean Day. It is Smith Day. It is Shortbread Day. It is Take a Poet to Lunch Day. So if you know a poet, take them to lunch. It is Take Down the Christmas Tree Day. It is World Day for War Orphans. And it is Weigh-In Day. I guess after the holidays, it's time to see how much weight you put on with the big holiday celebrations.
True.
All right, time for our number for the day quiz. Give Ian the chance to get off to a good start. We give him three choices. Based on the math, if he gets better than 33% for the week, it's a passing grade. If he gets more right than wrong, it's a winning week. His best ever week is four correct out of five, and still looking for that perfect five out of five week. All right, are you ready to go? Commercial aircraft, I should say aircraft in the U.S.
Yes, aircraft in the U.S. All right,
the number for the day, the number of private and commercial aircraft in the United States of America. Okay. So the number of private and commercial aircraft in the United States of America. Is the correct answer 57,000? Is the correct answer 157,000? Is the correct answer 357,000? So how many aircraft? 57,000, 157,000, 357,000.
I'm going to say 57,000.
See the wheels turning.
Yeah. What were the choices again? I'm sorry.
57,000, 157,000, 357,000.
I'm going to say 1,553,000. I'm going to go with B to start the week. I'm going to.
All right. Answer. 157,000.
Final answer.
All right. All right, the correct number of private and commercial aircraft in the United States is 357,000. So it's the biggest number.
Biggest number, okay.
All right, well, we'll get you off to a, we'll get you back on the winning track tomorrow, I hope.
Uh-huh, absolutely.
Coming up tomorrow on the program, we will be joined by members of the Wausau Curling Club, some great activities going on there. They'll be with us in the first hour, and we'll be talking to Civic Media Political Director Dan Schaefer in the second hour. So a couple of great guests coming up. Wausau Curling Club in hour one, Dan Schaefer in hour number two. Thanks to Nancy Stenzel for joining us today. Coming up tonight, don't forget, Marathon High School Boys Basketball at Colby. 7 o'clock for the pregame, 7:15 for the tip. And coming up next, Mantineer on Air. Ian, don't let this get you down. You'll come back tomorrow stronger than ever.
No, I will. Have a good day, Chad. Happy Monday, everybody.
Happy Monday to everyone, and join us again tomorrow right here on 98.9 WXCO.
This is Bull Falls Radio, WXCO, Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I am live from Madison and welcome singer-songwriter Katie Scullin into the studio. Then Matt Miller and I discuss award season and 2025 upcoming movies. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8. Matt Nair on air.
This shouldn't be a thing.
Hot Dr. Pepper is the hottest holiday drink, but is it any good?
Jane, I'd like to answer that question.
Yes.
No. Have you ever had a hot soda in your life?
Yes, they're terrible. You can also do apparently 80% eggnog and 20% Dr. Pepper.
Get out of my country.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Bull Falls Radio. WXCO 1230 AM. W255 DN Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Washington, D.C. is getting blasted by a rare snowstorm. It's dumped as many as 8 inches so far. This man relieved to step inside.
It was difficult to walk from the building into the station, but it's a sign of the new year. It's very good for agriculture, so I'm not complaining.
President-elect Trump's lawyers have asked a judge in New York to pause Friday's scheduled sentencing in Mr. Trump's hush money case. Former federal prosecutor Lori Levinson.
He has asked for a stay, a halt temporarily on that sentencing while he goes to the Court of Appeals and claims that his conviction is unfair.
Security tight on Capitol Hill, where lawmakers will certify results of the 2024 presidential election this January 6th. D.C. Metro Police Officer Daniel Hodges, who was beaten during the Capitol attack, will be there.
I hope that some of them might feel a ping from it if they see me.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
I'm Brittany Merlot.